Tetra Pak's 12% bioreactor saving is mostly three fewer operators. Its footnotes say so. The bioreactor RF launched on up to 12% lower operational costs. Five footnotes disclose the model. A €2.87 million baseline, €219,000 from cutting eight operators to five, €121,000 from a lower contamination rate. Almost no vendor in this sector shows that much, and showing it makes the arithmetic checkable. From LifeMate Tech. Tetra Pak launched its first industrial bioreactor on 7 July 2026 with a headline number. Up to 12% lower operational costs, and up to 8% lower investment costs, against conventional industrial bioreactors. Both figures travelled straight into the trade coverage. The interesting part is not the claim. It is that the release carries five numbered footnotes setting out the model behind it, a baseline, a headcount, a contamination probability, and a capital scenario. In a sector where a vendor cost claim is normally a percentage with nothing behind it, that is unusual enough to be worth reading closely. Read closely, the 12% is this. €219,000 a year from running the plant with five operators, instead of eight, plus €121,000 a year from a lower assumed contamination rate, against a baseline operating cost of €2,870,000. Labour is 64% of the saving. The magnetic agitator that occupies most of the technical narrative accounts for the other 36%. The operating cost model, as disclosed. Footnotes 1 and 4 of the release are identical, and between them they give the whole model. Line baseline annual operating cost value in the release, car €2,870,000 are arithmetic, the divisor for the headline percentage. Line, operators, 8 baseline right arrow 5 value in the release, annual saving car, €219,000 are arithmetic, implies car, €73,000 per operator per year. Line contamination probability, 5% conventional, right arrow 1% value in the release, annual saving car, €121,000 are arithmetic, car €30,250 per percentage point avoided. Line, total value in the release, €340,000 are arithmetic, €340,000 divided by €2,870,000 equals 11.85%, rounded to up to 12%. The arithmetic reproduces exactly. That is not a trivial thing to be able to say about a vendor cost claim, and we say it first because most of what follows is about the limits of the model rather than errors in it. Two observations follow immediately. The saving is a staffing assumption before it is an engineering one. Three of the eight positions in the baseline disappear because of ease of use and automation. Whether they disappear in your plant depends on your shift pattern, your local labor cost, your quality organization, and whether those operators are dedicated to fermentation at all. At €73,000 fully loaded, the model is plausible for Western Europe, and considerably too high for most of the contract manufacturing capacity this industry actually books, which sits in Eastern Europe, India, and China. The contamination line is a probability, not an observed rate. The release says the magnetic agitator is expected to reduce contamination probability from the 5% of conventional solutions to 1%. Expected by the vendor before a fleet exists. It is a reasonable engineering expectation. Eliminating mechanical seals removes a real ingress route, but it is the kind of number that only becomes evidence after a few hundred production runs across several sites, and the release does not claim otherwise. Practical consequence. If you are modeling this machine into a plant, do not carry the 12% across. Carry the two line items and reprice them. Substitute your own loaded labor cost and your own historical contamination rate. On a €2.87 million baseline with three positions at €40,000 rather than €73,000 and a contamination improvement half as large, the same model yields about €180,000, roughly 6%. The capital number is a commissioning schedule and a steel platform. Footnote 2 gives the 8% the same treatment. Line commissioning, 12 weeks typical right arrow around 6 value in the release. €45,000 saved at €1,500 per day are arithmetic. €45,000 divided by €1,500 equals 30 chargeable days, i.e. 6 5-day weeks. Line access platforms. 12% of a conventional bioreactor's investment cost, reduced 60%. Value in the release, €280,000 saved in a €4 million scenario are arithmetic. 12% of €4 million equals €480,000. Less 60% equals €288,000. Euros line, total value in the release. Up to €325,000, car, 8% of total capex. Our arithmetic, €325,000 divided by €4 million equals 8.1%. Both lines are checkable, and both have a wrinkle. The commissioning saving only reproduces if the 6 weeks saved are billed as working days rather than calendar days. At calendar days, it would be €63,000, and the platform saving reproduces to €288,000 on the release's own percentages, where the release states €280,000, a €8,000 rounding in the conservative direction, which is the direction you want a vendor to round. The more useful point is what the CAPEX model is anchored to, a €4 million bioreactor scenario. The release does not say what size vessel that buys, and the RF range spans 10 litres to 50,000 litres, with larger vessels on request. An 8% saving on a €4 million installation is €325,000. The same percentage on the 10,000 litre class, most food grade projects are actually specifying, is a different absolute number. And the reader has no way to scale it, because the link between the €4 million and a working volume is not published. The footnote that does not reproduce. Footnote 3 supports a claim in the body text that a lost batch is typically valued at around €1,000 per M3, and it is the one place in the release where we could not make the figures work. The footnote reads, average between two scenarios. 1. Titer of 30 grams per litre, DSB recovery of 65%, price of €45 per kilogram equals €975 per kilogram. 2. Titer of 100 grams per litre, DSB recovery of 65% and €17 per kilogram. Taking the inputs at face value, the article includes a 6-column table of scenario data here, which is easier to read on the page. Scenario 1 yields €877.50 per cubic meter at the €45 per kilogram, the footnote states, not the €975 it reports. The stated result reproduces exactly at €50 per kilogram. Either the price or the result is a transcription slip. The averaged headline survives it. The mean of €877.50 and €1,105 is €991. And the mean of €975 and €1,105 is €1,040. Both round to around €1,000 per M3. The unit is also wrong as printed. The footnote writes the scenario result as euro per kilogram, when the quantity is plainly per cubic meter of culture. We flag it not to score a point, the headline number is sound either way, but because this is a figure other people will lift. A batch loss value of €1,000 per M3 is now, as far as we can find, the only publicly modelled figure of its kind in food fermentation, and it will end up in other people's spreadsheets. It should travel with its basis attached. 65% downstream recovery, and a product price between €17 and €50, a kilogram depending on which end of the titer range you are at. Practical consequence. The €1,000 per M3 is a defensible planning figure for a precision fermentation product priced in tens of euros per kilogram. It is not transferable to biomass fermentation, where product prices are an order of magnitude lower, and a lost batch costs a fraction as much. Using it, they would overstate the value of contamination control by roughly the ratio of the two product prices. Why a disclosed model is worth more than a better number. This publication has spent a good deal of the last month on cost and capacity claims that cannot be checked. A Chinese capacity claim resting on a vendor rule of thumb, a 4x multiple on a base nobody published, 4 cost figures for the same cultivated duck with no shared basis, and a modelled cost compared against a market price. The recurring failure is not dishonesty. It is that the basis is left out, so nothing can be verified or repriced. Tetra Pak's release does the opposite. Every number in this article that criticizes the model was derived from the model's own published inputs. That is the whole argument for disclosure. A checkable 12% is more useful to a buyer than an unchecked 30% would be, because the buyer can substitute their own assumptions and get an answer that applies to them. The counterargument deserves stating properly. A vendor that publishes its assumptions gives competitors a free target and gives journalists, us, the material for a piece like this one, while a vendor that publishes a bare percentage gets the same headline with none of the scrutiny. That asymmetry punishes disclosure, and it is exactly why the correct response to this release is not, Tetra Pak's number is soft, but who else will show they're working? The equipment layer is consolidating around this market. The bioreactor is the second half of a move that started in December 2025, when Tetra Pak Processing Equipment, SIA, acquired Bioreactors. NET, a Latvian bioreactor manufacturer founded in 1996, bringing approximately 15 employees. The RF launched 7 months later, and is in the company's framing that portfolio under the Tetra Pak brand. The same release lists the Tetra Pak New Food Technology Development Centre in Karlshamn, Sweden, opened in June 2025, and Biotech Heights in Lund, opened with Lund University in 2023. GEA is running the same play from the other direction. On 13 January 2026, it announced it will deliver and commission a precision and biomass fermentation upscaling line for the Biotechnology Fermentation Factory, BFF, on the NISO Food Innovation Campus at ED in the Netherlands. A 1,000-litre and a 10,000-litre fermenter, upstream to downstream, installation in 2026 and pilot operations from 2027, financed through the Dutch National Growth Fund's Cellulaire Agriculture Nederland programme, the Regional Development Agency, OostNL, and private co-funders including NISO. It is open access and bookable, capacity you rent rather than build. Both moves point the same way. The scarce asset in this industry has never been the tank. It is mid-scale food-grade validation capacity, and it is now arriving as vendor-supplied product. Tetra Pak also sits on the other side of the table. It holds an exclusive downstream partnership with the French casein developer Standing Ovation, whose CEO told AgFunder News that it is in the downstream process that you make or break things. Practical consequence: when the equipment vendor supplies the tank, the pilot line and part of the downstream process, the cost case for a project increasingly originates with the party selling the equipment. That is normal in process industries. It does mean an independent techno-economic model is no longer a nice-to-have for anyone signing a capital commitment, and it raises the value of the small number of published, checkable baselines, of which this release is now one. What we could not establish. The vessel size behind the €2.87 million operating baseline and the €4 million capital scenario. Neither is stated. Without it, both percentages are unanchored to a scale. What the operating baseline includes, media, feedstock, utilities and depreciation are not named. A €2.87 million annual operating cost that excludes feedstock describes a very different plant from one that includes it. Whether the €1,500 per day commissioning cost is a Tetra Pak rate or an industry figure, and whether the 6 weeks saved are billed as working days. The €45,000 only reproduces on a five-day week. Whether the €45 per kilogram in footnote 3 or the €975 result is the error. We have not put the discrepancy to Tetra Pak. The release is the only document we worked from. Any installed base evidence for the 1% contamination rate. The release describes it as expected, and we found no published operating data behind it.
What to watch?
Whether the footnotes survive. Assumptions published at launch tend to disappear from later sales collateral, leaving the percentage travelling alone. If the 12% is still carrying its baseline in a year, that is a meaningful signal about how this vendor sells, whether a competitor answers with its own model. G, Alfa Laval, Fordler and Abeck all sell into this market. One published baseline is a curiosity, three is the beginning of a comparable series. BFF at ED reaching pilot operations in 2027. An open-access 10,000-litre food-grade line with published rates would give the sector its first observable price for validation capacity, which is the number every scale-up plan currently guesses at. Whether the €1,000 per M3 batch loss figure gets cited without its basis. We expect it will be, and when it is, the citation trail will be worth following, as it was when a media cost claim turned out to have inverted the actual share of cost.